Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Unidentified black particles in vials of medicine, rust and mold in supposedly sterile rooms, tears in gloves worn by staff. These are among the violations the FDA found at several compounding pharmacies. Now, compounding pharmacies custom make medications. You probably remember last fall, the New England Compounding Center, the NECC here in Massachusetts, made headlines when a fungal meningitis outbreak killed 53 people across the country. This is the first set of FDA inspections at compounding pharmacies since that outbreak. Lena Sun, health reporter for The Washington Post, is breaking this story. And Lena, the FDA inspected at least 31 of these pharmacies. Tell us more about what they found.
Well, they found lots of different kinds of safety lapses, which don't sound that sexy. You know, people not wearing gloves, or that companies were not doing the right testing for bacteria and mold, or dirty equipment. But those things are all very important, critical parts of keeping and making sterile products. If you get injected with something, you want to make sure that the person who put it together didn't have dust or had just wiped their forehead and contaminated it. These are all lapses that raise the risk of possible lethal contamination.
Well, remind us, because you're reporting that the FDA is also inspecting about a dozen other compounding pharmacies because states asked them to. And this question came up here in New England when we had this issue here with filthy conditions at a compounding pharmacy. Who's in charge? Who is regulating them?
That's the tricky question, because pharmacies traditionally have been regulated by state pharmacy boards. But that was back in the time when traditional compounding pharmacies were mixing individual medications for maybe a kid who's allergic to this kind of medicine. Compounding pharmacies also make medications for, you know, for dogs and cats.
And they traditionally did the specialized work.
They specialize work, and it's based on an individual prescription
right.
from one doctor for one patient. So they would compound it, they would mix it, they would custom tailor it to that person or that animal. Over time, though, a lot of the bigger companies got involved and are making them in thousands of doses, like NECC, shipping them across state lines, and acting more like a drug manufacturer. Drug manufacturers are regulated by the FDA, and they must meet certain quality standards. But compounding pharmacies do not have to meet those same standards, and yet they're making many of the same kinds of medicines in those quantities.
Let's underscore that. Unlike drug manufacturers, compounding pharmacies, which have morphed into huge operations in many cases, do not have to even say what they are manufacturing. We thought that maybe that was going to change after the meningitis outbreak from the compounding pharmacy here in Massachusetts. So where are we on this thinking of what's going to happen going forward?
There is a push in Congress, again, to draft legislation that would make it clearer, to more clearly identify the lines of authority. And FDA would very much like the legislation to reflect that those big guys who make the high-risk sterile products, injectable steroids, those that require the highest level of sterility, that they meet one standard and they tell the FDA what they make so that the FDA can go inspect them on a regular basis. This wouldn't include the mom-and-pop traditional pharmacist who's mixing up something, a cough medicine for your kid who's allergic to a certain ingredient. But in the past, the FDA has not been able to inspect compounding pharmacies on a very regular basis because there is a different set of laws in different parts of the country, and it's very confusing. That's why when they decided to target this group of pharmacies, they were met with resistance in some places and had to go to court to get a warrant to set foot in the door or to inspect or copy the company's records.
Well, and we know that the industry is very much lobbying against more uniformity, but meanwhile, your paper's investigation found practices at large-scale compounding pharmacies linked to deaths and illnesses for a decade. Three of the compounding pharmacies in the investigation by the FDA are ones you and the Washington Post had already identified for poor practices. We can't imagine there aren't perhaps some lawsuits on the horizon here.
We know there are a lot of lawsuits, dozens of lawsuits related to NECC, and I think that as more information comes out as a result of these investigations, and some of the information that the FDA has, you know, is not public, but when they make it public, I think that you will probably see more people seeking legal remedies.
Lena Sun, health reporter for The Washington Post, will link you to her writing at hearnow.org. Lena, thanks so much.
Thank you.